The question is asked in halakha regarding some of the laws that apply during the Ben HaMitzarim, the 3 weeks between Shiva Asar B'Tammuz and Tisha B'Av. The question is asked, is it permissible to listen to music? And does it make a difference if it's live music or if it's on the radio or it's on the tape? The truth is, this question really may be asked throughout the year. Is it permissible to listen to music? According to Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam, listening to live music outside of a se'udat mitzvah can be problematic all year round. Although Chabad Magia has a teshuvah that finds a loophole for those that are lenient to listen to music over a radio or a tape or even live without drinking wine, he finds a leniency all year round. But because we're in mourning of the Beit HaMikdash all year round. However, during the 3 weeks, since we're in a more serious period, we're concentrated period where we're mourning the Beit HaMikdash, it would not be proper to listen to music. That would include music that is live, of course, music that's on the radio, music that's on the tape. When we say music, we mean songs that have musical accompaniment in the back. But if it's just singing without any musical instruments, then that would be permissible. And of course, it goes without saying, we're only talking about kosher music. We're not talking about any of the other styles of music that's out there today. We're talking if there's a tape of Pizmonim that they don't have any musical accompaniment in the background, it'd be permissible to listen. Furthermore, it should be pointed out, if there is a Seudat Berit Milah, or there's a Seudat Pidyon HaBen, or there's a Seudat Siyum Masechet, or there's a Seudat Bar Mitzvah, on the day of the Bar Mitzvah that the boy is fully Bar Mitzvah, it is permissible to have a musical band to accompany it. Or let's say somebody's having Sheva Berachot this week, meaning he got married before Sheva Asar B'Tammuz, after Sheva Berachot, it wouldn't be permissible to have musical instruments to play for the Seudat Mitzvah. For that matter, on Shabbat, it is permissible to sing Pizmonim at a Sebet or during the Shabbat table, which goes without saying. And it also is permissible to have Hazanut during the 3 weeks, which means if Hazan wants to get up and sing a little and make some nice tunes during the Sla, that would also be permissible. So again, for 3 weeks, once you refrain from listening to the radio, music we're talking, and tapes and all other types of music. It should be pointed out this applies to ladies as well, and it should be pointed out it applies to children that reach the age of chinuch. Once a child reaches the age of 5 or 6, he understands already a little about the mourning of the Yerushalayim and the Beit HaMikdash, he should be also trained not to listen to music during this time.